Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter the life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm will never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
We got a few more coming. I've been trying to get in touch with God. I wrote him a letter, and I put it in an envelope, and I put God on it, and I put heaven. Because isn't that where God lives, in heaven? Well, my letter came back. It says, "Return to sender. Not deliverable as addressed." So I couldn't get a hold of God that way. Then I looked in my phone book. Well, I said, "I'll just find his phone number and I'll call him." Well, his phone number's not in the phone book. So that means I can't call him. I can't text him. I can't go on Facebook or Twitter him or whatever that is. I Googled him. I couldn't find his email address. I don't have an email address, so I can't send him an email. Does anybody know how I might be able to talk to God?
Pray.
You know, y'all are so smart. We can pray to God. What would we pray to God about? What are some things we might pray to God about?
We love him.
We love him. We could tell him we love him. That would be a wonderful thing to tell God. What else could we talk to God about? That's right. God will listen to anything that we want to talk to him about. If we're sick, do we pray to God sometimes?
Yes.
We pray to God to maybe make somebody well. If we have trouble, you know, say, oh, somebody's maybe being mean to us in school, or maybe we're having trouble with our brother or our sister, he's been picking on us. We can pray to God. And he'll listen to us. God is right here with us right now, listening to us. Do y'all have a best friend? Do you have a friend at school or maybe your brother or sister? Well, do you talk to that friend? Because God's our best friend too. And just like you talk to your best friend, we want to talk to God. And we can do that by praying. So, we don't need to write him a letter. We don't need to call him on the phone. We don't need to make sure that my battery's been charged. We don't need to make sure the internet's working. All we have to do I like to close my eyes when I pray. But we can just talk to him. And you know, you can talk to him about happy things too.
You can pretend you're talking to him on the phone.
You could. That's right. You could pretend. But you don't need the phone to talk to him.
No, he doesn't.
You can talk to him anytime. And he wants us to pray to him. He wants us to talk to him. Because he wants to help us with anything that's going wrong in our life. And the good things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're going to open my letter. And we're going to read it as our prayer. This prayer is part of a song that I listen to on the radio. Sometimes it makes me cry when I try to sing it, but we're going to say it. So can y'all fold your hands and we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, teach me to pray. Make me humble. Show me the way. Take my hand when I'm weak. Make me strong. Heavenly Father, hear my song. And forgive me all of my sins. Heavenly Father, make me strong. Amen. Y'all can go back. Thanks for coming up.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever tripped over something? Have you ever stumbled? Maybe it's a crack in the sidewalk. Or maybe you've missed a step somewhere. Or maybe out in the yard you stumbled over a root popping up out of the grass. Or maybe it was because the cat or the dog got tangled up in your legs. A lot of times when we stumble, we're okay. We catch ourselves. We might take a quick step or two, but we catch ourselves. Other times when we stumble, it can cause great damage. We can go down. We can injure a wrist or an ankle or break a bone in our foot or break a hip or any other bone or get bruised or have some internal injuries or hit our head. It can be catastrophic if we stumble sometimes. In our gospel today, Jesus mentions stumbling several different times. And the Old Testament, too, talks about stumbling. And there's some similarities between the Old Testament and this gospel reading today. In the Old Testament, the Israelites were on their way to the Promised Land. They had been freed from slavery. Pharaoh's army had been destroyed so that they would no longer chase the Israelites. They had cried out for food, and God gave them manna to eat. He gave them plenty of food, all the food that they needed, and food that would sustain them through the journey. He gave them water when they complained. He gave them his Ten Commandments so that they would know how to live with each other. But now the Israelites are stumbling once again. And they're starting to complain. They've forgotten all these other things that God has done. And they're starting to complain. Because they want something more. They're not satisfied with just the manna. They want the food that they used to eat. They cried out for meat. We want meat to eat. And they remember back when they were in slavery that all the foods that they had, the melons and the cucumbers and the onions, the leeks, the garlics, the other vegetables, they remembered the things that they wanted to remember, but they forgot the harshness of slavery and the deliverance from God. And so they complained. And everywhere that Moses walked in the camp, people were complaining. And it upset Moses. So he goes to talk to God. Now, God has a plan. He had a plan. He had a plan to free the people from Egypt, to bring them out of Egypt, to bring them to the Promised Land and make a great and mighty nation of his own. But there's a stumbling block. The people are ornery. They are complaining. And now Moses is upset. And so God gets angry at this whole situation. And Moses gets caught in between. He gets caught between all the grumbling and the complaining of the people, and he gets caught between the anger of God. And Moses just throws up his hands. He said, I've had it up to here. I've had enough of this. These aren't my children. I didn't claim them as my own. I didn't take this job willingly. I didn't sign up for this mess. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. God, put me out of my misery. Just shoot me. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Okay, stumbling blocks. stumbling blocks. Moses could not go on. He could not take it anymore. And so God says, see, you're a little stressed, Moses. Tell you what I'm going to do. Go round up 70 of your best leaders. Go round up 70 of the best people and bring them to the tent of meeting. So Moses does that, and God pours his spirit upon those leaders. And they start to prophesy. And Moses is elated that some of this burden is shared, that they can take some of the responsibility now, that they are becoming leaders, and they can take that responsibility. But yet there's still more stumbling blocks in this story because two of the men didn't make it to the tent, Eldad and Medad. They didn't make it to the tent of meeting. And instead, though, the Spirit still came upon them. And they started to prophesy out amongst the people. And it upset a young man. And so he comes running in to see Moses. And he tells Moses, Moses, there's a Eldad and Medad are prophesying out here. And Joshua gets upset now. And Joshua says, Moses, you got to stop them. This isn't right. This isn't the way it's supposed to happen. Stop them. But Moses sees God's plan, that Spirit can move wherever the Spirit wants to move. And Moses says, I'm not going to stop them. If only all the people were filled with God's Spirit and could prophesy. Stumbling blocks are put in our way from time to time, but that Spirit of God is going to move wherever the Spirit of God is going to move. The Spirit is going to move into us or through us. If we become a stumbling block ourselves, the Spirit's going to go around us. But that Spirit of God is still going to work. In the gospel lesson today, a very similar story to this one here in the Old Testament, that there was a man who was casting out demons. And John comes running up to Jesus and says, Jesus, there's a man who is casting out demons in your name. You've got to stop him. He's not following us. Notice why John says to stop him. He's not following us. You know, a lot of times we become the stumbling block. We do things a certain way. We have a narrow vision a lot of times, and that's the only way to do it, we think. Jesus doesn't stop this man, but rather he says, if they are not against us, they are for us. That if they continue to see the power, use the power of Christ, then they will understand that power of God. They will understand that Spirit of God when it comes upon them. John was concerned he wasn't one of us. He doesn't do it like we did. It's not the way we've always done it before. You know, as I get older, I think I'm starting to get a little bit more crotchety. Because words like new and improved and change and different, those words scare me sometimes. I like to do things the same old way. But sometimes the same old way doesn't work anymore. Or maybe there is a better way of doing things. Sometimes leadership changes and new ideas come about. New ways of doing things. The world changes and we need sometimes to figure out a way to be able to communicate with that world in new and different ways. And so sometimes we become the stumbling block because we feel uncomfortable with doing anything different or making a change or being in a different way. We put up the stumbling blocks. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes stumbling blocks, we just simply trip over them and we catch ourselves and we're fine, we go on. But other times they can be very devastating. Jesus here in this gospel is heading towards Jerusalem, and there's a sense of immediacy that's going on as we read through this text. Jesus doesn't have time for stumbling blocks. He doesn't have time to even trip up in any way. And anytime something comes up against him, he doesn't push it aside. He deals with it, but he deals with it fairly abruptly. Also, too, I mean, as he talked about this stumbling, he says if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. If your arm causes you to stumble, cut it off. If your eye starts to cause you to stumble, pluck it out. He doesn't have time to be sidetracked. He has a mission. He is focused. He is heading towards his cross. He is heading towards Jerusalem, where he will be arrested and suffer many things, and where he will have to take up his cross and carry it and then be hung on it and die. And on the third day, he was going to rise again. Jesus was following God's plan. God had a plan for Israel that he would lead them through that wilderness into the promised land, where they would become a great and mighty nation. God had a plan with Jesus, that Jesus would bring the world salvation. That God's plan is to save us, to bring us into everlasting life. Jesus didn't have time to stumble. He didn't have time to be sidetracked. He was moving forward. He was taking up his cross. He calls to us too, to have that same vision, that same focus for us to follow him and take up our cross. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.